Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹, 早。
To all the mothers among us, Happy Mother's Day.
在我们中间做母亲的, 祝你们母亲节快乐。
I want to thank you for your prayers and support when I attended the Stephen Ministry Training last week at St. Louis.
我要为你们谢谢, 因为上个礼拜在我在St.Louis这个城里头受到 这个史蒂凡事工的训练的时候，你们为我祷告。
It was a rewarding and wonderful learning experience.
这对我来说是一个很自己得到帮助的一个经验。
And I'm excited that our church is involved in a distinctively Christian caregiving ministry.
我也很兴奋的，我们教堂有在这样的事工，在我完全以基督的爱去关怀的事工上面有参与。
It is indeed a privilege for me to be here today sharing God's Word with you.
今天我能够在这里跟你分享到神的话语是一个荣幸。
Let us pray to God.
让我们在神面前祷告。
Dear God, thank you for giving us mothers and those who are like mothers to us.
我们的神，我们愿意向你感谢我们自己的父母，母亲，也一些对我们像母亲对待我们的人。
Thank you for the deep, pure, sacrificial love to us that reflect your loving presence on earth.
我们为他们把自己抛开，完全为我们的献上，向你对我们一样的关怀而感谢。
Be with us and speak to us as we study your word together.
我们求你跟我们同在，叫我们怎么样能够了解你的话。
Amen.
Amen.
Every year on Mother's Day, there are several business sectors that especially welcome the celebration.
每一年到母亲节的时候，都有些商业的部门特别欢迎这样的庆祝。
As you may guess, one of them is the long-distance telephone company.
像你们可以猜到的，有其中一样就是长途电话公司。
They tell us that Mother's Day is by far the busiest day of the year.
他们跟我们讲说，母亲节是他们生意最忙的时候。
Busy signals,
长打不通。
Overloaded circuits.
这些电话都占住了。
And failed equipment at the order of the day, day in, year in, and year out.
然后我们每年甚至于可以经历到有些时候电话故障。
The restaurants are packed on Mother's Day since everyone plans to take their mothers out.
在母亲节的时候，很多人因为都要带母亲出去餐馆，所以餐馆也是排长龙。
I hope you're attending the TMT luncheon today.
我希望你们今天参加那个台湾短宣的午餐。
Otherwise, you may have to wait in line in the restaurant.
不然的话，你就得在外头摆长龙了。Candy
and card companies such as Hallmark.com and 1-800-FOREST also have their best business day on Mother's Day.
卖糖果的，或者是卖卡片的，像说长途电子传达那个卡片的，或者卖花的公司，他们今天也是特别忙碌。This
is the day when we want to honor and show appreciation to our mothers and those who are like mothers to us.
这是一个我们要记得的日子，来庆祝那些关怀我们或者是我们自己的母亲。In
the United States, it was Anna Jarvis who began a campaign to establish a National Mother's Day.
在美国是 Anna Jarvis 这一位女士，她开始来宣传母亲节这样式。Anna's
mother longed for a special holiday to honor the mothers, but she didn't live to see it.
Anna 她自己的母亲在活的时候很希望有一个国立的庆祝母亲的日子，可是她自己没有活到那一天。In
1907, she persuaded her mother's church in Grafton, West Virginia, to celebrate Mother's Day on the anniversary of her mother's death, which is the second Sunday in May.
在1907年的时候, Anna 她要求了她的教会在 West Virginia 的 Grafton 这个城里头，在她母亲过世的第二周年来庆祝母亲节，这一天也是五月的第二礼拜天。It
was in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson made the official announcement proclaiming Mother's Day as a national holiday that was to be held each year on the second Sunday in May.
在1914年, 美国总统 Wilson 他那时候宣布 定5月第二个礼拜日作为国历的母亲节。So
on this Mother's Day, it seems fitting for us to study Hannah, a woman who sought after God and who lived a life honoring God.
所以在这个母亲节，我们来看哈拿这一位女子，一位追求神旨意的女子，是一个很恰当的事情。The
Bible reference for Hannah is in 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2, and that's printed on our bulletin.
就圣经上的经节是撒母耳记上第一章第二和第二章，这是我们今天的布告上面也有印的。
The background there was during the time of the judges.
他的那时候的历史是在士师时代的时候。
As said in Judges chapter 21:25, in those days Israel has no king. Everyone did as he saw fit.
在士师记第21章25节说，那时以色列没有以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
It characterized the moral and spiritual decay of the nation.
那是当时腐败的写照。
People worshipped other gods and they turned against the only true God who led them out from Egypt.
那时候的人崇拜别的神，忘记了他们带领他们离开埃及的神，真神。
Elkanah, Hannah's husband, was a Levite priest.
以利扎拿，哈拿的先生以利扎拿是一个利未的祭司。
He and his family continued to worship and sacrifice the Lord despite the spiritual decline of the nation.
虽然那个时候他们的民族道德上面很腐败，他和他的家里继续敬畏神，耶和华神。
However, Elkanah married two wives, and that was a transgression of God's original institution of marriage.
可是哈拿的先生以利加拿那时候娶了两位妻子，那个在神的立法上面是不对的。
As you may imagine, it made mischief in the family, as we see in Abraham, Jacob, and here in Elkanah.
就像我们在看到亚伯拉罕、雅各和现在在这里以利加拿娶了两个妻子，这成了家里头的一个问题。
Now Hannah was barren.
Hannah 没有办法生育。
To the Jewish women in those days, being barren was a shame and tragedy.
在那时候，做一个犹太的妇女，没有怀孕，是一个很羞辱的事。
Even though Hannah was very dear to her husband, but being childless was an affliction to her.
虽然哈拿对她的先生来讲是一个非常亲爱的妻子，可是她没有怀孕是她的先生的一个羞辱。
In addition, the other wife, Penina, she was fruitful and she had many children.
另外一边讲说，比尼娜就是以利加拿的另外一个太太，有很多的儿女。
Penina grew very arrogant and insolent.
比尼娜变成了很侮辱的态度和很骄傲的态度。
And she kept provoking Hannah to irritate her.
她一直激动哈娜。
Imagine you were Hannah.
假想你若是哈娜的话。
How would you handle such adversity?
你对这些激动会怎么样子的反应？
It is under such circumstances that Hannah excelled.
是在这种情况之下，哈拿她优越的。
There are four lessons that I would like to share with you today that we can learn from her.
在今天我这里有四点我想跟你分享，我们可以从哈拿的身上学到功课。
The first lesson is that she turned to God with her affliction.
第一点就是她在悲痛的时候转向于神。
If we study the passage in chapter 1,
如果我们看撒母耳记上一章，
It was said that she did not badmouth Penina because her husband or other people.
在那里圣经上提到哈拿并没有说比尼拿或者她先生的坏话。
She did not plot revenge against her at all.
她甚至于也没有设计报复她的话。
Rather she prayed to God and she poured her heart out.
相反的，她在神的面前倾心吐意。
In chapter 1 verse 10,
在第一章第十节，
it says that being in bitterness of soul, she wept much and she prayed to God.
那里说哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
The New English Bible translation says that she was deeply distressed.
在一本英文圣经里头的翻译说她是忧伤之痛，极大的悲痛。
The affliction she had made her pray to God more fervently and earnestly.
她这个悲痛使得她在神面前更激动的祷告，更努力的祷告。
She did not complain to God that it was not fair for her to be childless.
她并没有跟神讲，神我没有怀孕是一个很不公平的事。
Rather, she wept and she asked God for mercy.
相反的，她在神面前哭泣，然后求神怜悯。
In verse 11, she says to ask God to remember her.
她在第十一节里头求耶和华眷念，不要忘她。
It was not a dry prayer.
这不是一个干的祷告。
The prayer came from her heart and the tears from her eyes.
这个祷告是从她心中深处出来的，眼泪也流下来了。
She was very specific with her petition and she was very humble.
她向神的要求是很具体的，也是带有很大的谦卑心的。
She did not demand but request and she would be thankful to have a son.
他并没有向神伸手要，而是很谦卑的请求他如果有一个儿子会向神感谢。
She also made a promise to God that if God would give her a son, she would give him up to him and he will be devoted to serving him.
他也向神许愿，若是神赏他一个儿子的话，他会把这个儿子献上，终身侍奉神。
Some of us here might remember a few years ago, there was a 17-year-old Randy Chang and his family.
我们中间也许有人记得几年以前有一个年轻的男孩子在我们这边，他的名字叫做张安迪。
Randy and his family came to share his testimony at CBCGB.
这个17岁的张安迪这位弟兄来到我们教堂来跟我们分享。
Randy performed beautifully a piano piece called The Water Wheel in the piano there.
张安迪坐在那边在钢琴后面弹了一首很美的音乐叫做水车轮。
What was amazing was that Randy was born with Down syndrome that makes it hard to learn new skills.
什么是很让我们不能思议的是，这个张安迪弟兄天下来就是有唐氏综合症，使他不能够学的很新的技巧。
When Randy's parents, they were both Christians, found out that Randy, the third and the youngest son, was born with Down syndrome with urinary disorders, they cried their heart out to God.
当张安迪弟兄的父母亲发现他们怀孕的孩子将会有唐氏综合症，甚至于会有便尿的问题的时候，他们在神面前痛哭。
They were in utmost despair.
他们是非常的悲痛的。
They couldn't understand why Randy was given such unfair fate and how they were going to endure such difficulty for the rest of their lives.
他们不能够了解为什么神给这个张安迪他们的儿子这么不公平的待遇，他们也甚至于怀疑他们以后的日子怎么样过下去。
It seemed that they were in the darkest night.
这好像是他们在最黑之夜里头。
But God slowly brought light in the dawn.
可是神给他们看到黎明的曙光。
God has allowed the difficulties and their faith in him to reach out to many non-Christians.
神使他们身上有挫折，让他们能够在很多非基督徒面前做见证。
Randy, as his parents call him, is an imperfect perfection.
张安迪的父母亲后来叫他是一个不完美的完美。
Love grew and brought their family closer together because they always went through the best and the worst situations together.
当他们家里头一起经过许许多多的起伏的时候，他们的爱增加了。
Today, Randy continues to share his testimony.
今天张安迪还在继续的在跟人分享他的见证。
He shared the many special things that God has done in his special life.
他跟人家分享到神在他的身上里头做了许多奇妙的事情。
He writes,
他这样写的。
I'm a simple water wheel.
我是一个很简单的水车轮。
It may be small.
我也许很小。
It may be imperfect.
我也许不完全。
It is only an instrument.
我只是一个器皿。
But the little wheel is willing.
可是只要我愿意，这个小轮子愿意。
As long as Jesus Christ, the living water, keeps flowing on the wheel.
只要耶稣基督这个活水继续留在我的上面。
The wheel will keep on spinning.
这个水轮会继续转动。
And I believe that the miracle will keep on happening.
然后我相信这个神迹还继续会发现。
What a remarkable testimony.
多么一个不可思议奥妙的一个见证。
God remembers Randy and his family as he has remembered Hannah.
就像神纪念着张安迪和他的这父母亲，神也纪念着 Hannah.
God will remember us.
神纪念着我们。
All we need to do is to come before him and pour our heart out to him.
我们唯一需要做的是到神的面前来倾心吐意。
He wants to know our sorrows and our struggles.
他想知道我们生活中的挣扎和我们的痛苦。
He cares.
他关心我们。
The second lesson that we can learn from Hannah is that by faith, she trusted God with her request.
我们从哈娜身上学到的第二点就是说凭信心她把她的问题信托于神。
Now Hannah prayed for her, and Eli, the priest and the judge at that time, prayed for her.
那哈拿还不但自己祷告，也那时候的祭司以利为他祷告。
In verse 18, chapter 1, it says that Hannah took something to eat, and she was no longer sad.
撒母耳记上第一章十八节说，于是妇人走去吃饭，面上再不愁容了。
We see in chapter 1, verse 7, that before Hannah prayed, she would not eat.
我们在第一章第七节看到，那时候哈拿哭泣不能吃饭。
And now in verse 18, it said that she ate something.
在第十八节，后来说她吃了东西。
What had caused her happy change?
什么样使得她很那么有痛快的改变呢？
I think Hannah had by prayer committed her case to God and left it with him.
我相信哈娜是因为祷告，借着祷告把她的要求请求交与神。
She was no more perplexed and dismayed about her situation.
她为她的情况不再有气馁，也不再有疑惑。
She believed that God has heard her request and he would do according to his will.
她相信神听见了她的要求，也会以她的旨意来行。
God might either give her the mercy she had prayed for.
神也许会给她的祷，因为她的祷告给她大有恩惠。
Or meet her in some other way.
神或许用别的方法来答复她的要求。
Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, sometimes called our lifeline 911 call to God.
耶利米书三十三节是基督徒为神在面前的紧急要求的祷告。
It tells us that if we call to God, He will answer.
这里圣经上说，如果你求告我，我就应许你。
God does answer, but He does not always respond in the way we think He should.
神都总是回答我们的祷告，可是他的答案不一定是我们心里头所要的。
The response we always want from God is yes.
我们向神要求的总是是的。
But God's answer also includes no.
可是神的答复有些时候是不要的。
Wait,
等一等。
And trust.
或者信任我。
Oswald Chambers writes,
Oswald Chambers 这个基督教的宣教家说,
The meaning of prayer is that we get hold of God, not the answer.
祷告的意义是我们抓住神，而不是抓住他的应许。
We are to release the answers of our prayers to a sovereign and loving God.
我们应该来到这一个有权柄的神面前，把我们的信，把我们的要求放在他的前面。
We shall then experience rest and peace.
因为这样做，我们心里头能够了解平安和平静的。
While we wait for God's answers, we are to stay active with our responsibility.
当我们在等神的祷告的时候，神的答复的时候，我们应该跟哈拿一样，静静的等待神，然后静的努力的做我们分内应该做的事情。
In chapter 1 verse 18, it says that Hannah went her way, and she was no longer downcast.
在第一章十八节讲说，哈拿她面上不再愁容了。
In Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7, tells us not to be anxious about anything.
当腓立比书第四章第六到七节讲，当因无挂虑。
But instead in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present our request to God.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安。必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
What a precious promise.
这是多么宝贝的应许。
Reverend Elsie Trench, who many years ago was the Protestant Archbishop of Dublin.
R.C. Trench 这个牧师，他那时候是在 Dublin, 在爱尔兰的 Dublin 的一个基督教会的大主教。
He had this fear that of becoming paralyzed.
他时常忧虑他将来有一天会瘫痪。
So often he pinched his legs,to make sure that he is feeling the sensation.
他时常的自己就捏他自己的腿，让他还晓得他的有知觉。
One evening at a party,
有一天晚上在吃晚饭的时候，
the man he sat next to at dinner heard him muttering to himself mournfully.
在他旁边的一个男士就听到他自己很悲观的在那边自言自语的说，
It happened at last. I have lost total sensibility of my right leg.
哎呀，糟糕啊！真是发生了，我的脚没有知觉了。
Reverend Trench, the man said.
这位男士跟他讲说，牧师啊
，It may comfort you to learn that it is my leg that you are pinching.
请您放心，你捏的是我的腿。
George Mueller once said.
George Mueller 这个基督教宣教士说过
，The beginning of anxiety is the end of faith.
忧虑的开始就是信心的结束。
But the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety.
可是信心的开始就是忧虑的结束。
Hannah shows us that God is faithful.
哈拿让我们看到神是信实的。
And all we have to do is to let go and let God.
我们所要做的就是放手然后让神。
The third lesson that we can learn from Hannah is that she honored God with her deeds and actions.
我们从哈马身上学到的第三样功课是，他是用他的言语、他的行动来表现他的对神的敬畏。
In chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we see that God remembered her and gave her a son, whom she named Samuel. And that means heard of God, because God has answered her prayers.
在第一章第十九和二十节那里，我们念到神纪念了耶和哈拿，给他了一个儿子，他取名叫沙姆尔，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
When the boy Samuel was weaned, Hannah took him to the Lord's temple to live and serve there serve God with Eli the priest.
当撒母耳断了奶，哈拿就把他带到耶和华的殿，在祭司以利面前侍奉耶和华。
Samuel was probably about 3 years old that time.
撒母耳那时候可能只有三岁。
This is the cutest age, and it must have broken Hannah's heart, knowing that she might not see her son again for a while.
这是一个孩子最可爱的时候，哈拿那时候晓得他把他的孩子放在那里，将永远不会再见到他，是一个很伤心的事情。
After all, she wasn't sending him to a half day in preschool.
再怎么说，他并不是让他上一个半天的学前班而已。
Yet Hannah honored God with her promise, and she fully surrendered all her interest in her child to God.
可是哈拿因为在神面前许了愿。他在神面前满足他的那个许的愿。
In chapter 1, verse 28, it says that Hannah said, So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord.
在一章第二十八节说，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在这里敬拜耶和华。
As Abraham offered Isaac to God by faith, so did Hannah.
正像亚伯拉罕把以撒交给神，哈拿也是这样子。
In chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, it contains the Hannah's most beautiful prayer and thanksgiving.
在第二章第一到十节里头，有记载了哈拿的祷告，美丽的祷告。
She praised God because she could give her son to serve him.
她感谢神，因为她能够把她的儿子献给神，来服侍神。
While most people would praise God if they can keep their son.
大部分的人会为了能够把自己的孩子保留下来而感谢。
Sometimes when God blesses us with our request, it is tempting to make excuses to fulfill the promise we made to Him.
有些时候我们在神面前做了一个应许，当神答复我们的应许的时候，我们在神面前有个要求，当神答复我们的要求的时候，我们就忘了我们在他们面前做的应许。
There was once a milk farmer.
曾经有一个卖牛奶的人。
His business wasn't doing too well.
他的生意不是很好。
The cows were not producing as much milk as he had planned for.
他的牛没有生产许多的牛奶，他也没有办法赚钱。
So he prayed to God, and he promised God that if his business turned around,
他所以到神面前来祈求说，神啊，只要我的事业好起来，
he would sell one of the animals and make an offering to God with whatever amount the animal was sold for.
我的这些畜生里和我卖掉一样，把这个钱所有的都完全捐给你。
Over the course of several months,
过了几个月以后,
his business was doing much better,
他的生意好转,
and he was making a profit.
然后他开始赚钱了。
And then he remembered the promise he made to God.
然后他记得他对神面前有一个许了愿。
If true to his promise, he would sell the cow, and then he would offer God the money it was sold for.
如果是他要还愿的话，他应该把一条牛卖掉，把这个钱毫不保留的在神面前放摆上。
Instead, the farmer went to the market with one of his cows and a chicken.
相反的，这个农夫呢，带了一条牛，带了一只鸡，到了市场去卖。
He sold the cow for $300 and the chicken for $25.
这条牛呢，他卖了300块钱，这只鸡卖了25块钱。
He reasoned that.Since I only promised God that I would make an offering of what I sold from the farm, giving back $25 to God seemed suffice.
他自己觉得自己想了，既然我跟神讲，我只要卖一条畜生，把这样的钱交给神，所以这个25块钱就应该够了。
After all, I did not promise God which animal I was going to sell to make the offering.
再说，我并没有答应神我要卖哪一条畜生。
Unlike the calculating farmer, Hannah gives us a good example to honor God with her deeds and actions.
不像这一个有心机的这个农夫，哈拿他在神面前他所许的愿，他一一实实的就这样子还给了神。
No excuses.
他并没有给自己找借口。
No twisted facts.
他没有扭曲事实。
Only a grateful heart that is willing to give back to God what is His.
他只是满有感谢的心，还与神神所许给他的。
Finally, the fourth lesson that we can learn from Hannah is that together with her husband, they brought the child up with love and prayers.
第四点，我们从哈拿身上学到的是，她跟她丈夫一起同心教养这个孩子。
In chapter 2, verse 19, Hannah and her husband Elkanah cared for the son in two ways.
在第二章第十九节里头记载，哈拿和她的丈夫，以利加拿用两种方法来照顾她的孩子。
Firstly, Samuel's physical needs.
第一是撒母耳的身体上的需要。
In verse 18, it says that Hannah made Samuel a little coat each year.
第十八节记载，哈拿为撒母耳每一年做一件小外袍。
As parents, they made sure that the son's physical needs are well provided for.
做父母亲，他们完全的照顾到了那个照顾了他们的小孩子的身体上的需要。
Secondly, his spiritual needs.
第二是他属灵上的需要。
Hannah and her husband went up to offer the annual sacrifice each year.
哈拿从丈夫以利加拿来献年祭。
They did not think that since their son was serving God in the temple, they would excuse themselves from offering or worshipping God.
他们并没有说，因为我的儿子已经献给了神，住在神的殿里，我们就不需要每一年来献祭神了。
They drawing near to God not only set an example for their son, but also showed that they supported him in prayers.
他们接近神，让他们的儿子可以看到，他们不仅是敬畏神，而是这样给他们儿子一个榜样，然后用祷告来支持他的儿子。
Samuel had parents who prayed for him and who loved him.
撒母耳有父母亲为他祷告，还爱他，关爱他。
As we see in chapter 2, verse 26, it says that Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men.
在撒母耳记上第二章二十六节，我们看到孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。
What a beautiful family picture it is.
这是一个多美丽的家庭写照。
In Proverbs 22:6 it says, to train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he would not turn away from it.
在箴言二十二章第六节讲，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
It is easier to love and to provide for the physical needs of our children.
有些时候照顾到我们小孩子的生理上需要反而是简单的事。
As Christian parents, we are to nurture our children's spiritual growth as well.
作为基督徒的父母亲，我们是应该教养我们小孩子属灵上面的教育。
God gives us 18 years or so to nurture our children emotionally, physically, and spiritually at home.
神给我们十八年的时候，让我们在小孩子的身心灵上面由家庭以后来教育他。
By God's grace, the training during the formative years will prepare them to walk in the way of the Lord when they leave home for college and later for jobs.
靠着神的恩惠，我们在小孩子性格还没有形成的时候，可以训练他们怎么样行走神要他们的走的路。
I will not forget the example that Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, he once shared.
我不会忘记到这一个很有名的心理学家 James Dobson， 他是创起那个 Focus on the Family 的这个创立人，他曾经写过这样的见证。
When his children were growing up，
当他小孩子还在成长的时候
，He and his wife would kneel before their beds and pray for their children every night。
他每一天晚上跟他的太太跪在孩子的床前面为他们的孩子祷告。
They pray for the children's relationship with God。
他们为了孩子跟神的关系祷告。
And they ask the Lord to protect them as they were growing up.
他们也祈求神在孩子长大的时候来保护孩子。
They ask the Lord to protect them, and they also ask the Lord for the wisdom in training the children in walking God's way.
他们为了孩子的保护，身体上的保护来祷告，也求神给他们智慧，怎么样子教导孩子来行神的道。
As parents,
做父母亲的
，What concerns us about our children?
我们关心到我们的孩子什么呢
？Do we pray for them daily?
我们有没有为他们每天祷告呢
？That they will have a personal relationship with God and live a life that is pleasing to God.
我们有没有为着他们的跟神的正确的关系和他们行在神的道理而祷告呢
？That's why it was such a wonderful testimony just now to witness the child dedication.
所以是刚刚我们看到有一些人奉献孩童，我们是一个非常好的见证。
So now Hannah trusted God and God blessed her.
所以哈拿信了认了神，神也赐福于她。
God remembered her and he used Samuel mightily as the last judge and priest, leading the Jewish people before they had the king.
神大大的用了撒母耳做犹大最后的祭司和士师。
King David was anointed by Samuel.
大卫王是撒母耳所教的高的。
Hannah was a good example for us to in leading a life that seeks after God and honors Him.
哈拿的生活上面，我们可以看到一个很好的模范，怎么样能够寻求和敬畏神。
Firstly, she turned to God instead of other people with her afflictions.
第一个，她在悲痛的时候没有转向人，而是转向神。
Secondly, she entrusted God with her request and faithfully waited for God's answer with peace and joy.
第二个，当她把她的要求交托于神的时候，她很安安静静的安安静静的服侍神和等待神。
Thirdly, she honored God by keeping the promise she made before Him.
第三点，她敬畏神的方式就是说，在神面前许了愿，一样还她的愿。
And finally, together with her husband, they brought up the child with love and prayers.
最后，她跟她丈夫一起在神面前把这个孩子带大。
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 says that God's great love and compassion never fail.
耶利米哀歌第三章二十二节说，我们不致消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不致决断。
He is our faithful God.
他是我们信实的神。
And he will always remember us in his way that is best for each one of us.
他永远会纪念我们，给我们，我们对我们来讲最好的。
If only we seek him and honor him as Hannah did.
只要我们像哈拿一样寻求和敬畏他。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
Thank you for the example of Hannah.
我们谢谢哈拿的给我们的模范。
Thank you that you care and remember each one of us.
我们谢谢你关怀也纪念我们。
Help us to lead a life that is pleasing to you.
帮我们活一个荣耀讨你悦纳的生活。
To seek after you and to honor you.
所以我们能够寻求和敬畏你。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.